Werewolves of London, that's Warren Zevon on Nova 103.5. We're talking about spooky songs and songs with spooky titles. Remember, you can let me know which ones you want me to play. Get hold of me on 0800 1035. Speaking about scary things, I suppose scary for some, every year hundreds of students around the world participate in Model United Nations conferences. So there they simulate the roles of diplomats. They engage in critical discussions on global issues. Many influential political figures and actors have also actually participated in these programs during their youth, and Namibian youth will join the tradition at the upcoming Model UN Conference for High School Learners. It's scheduled for November the 5th and the 6th at United Nations House. Supported by the British High Commission to Namibia, the United Nations Namibia, and the Ministry of Education, the event aims to empower young leaders. In studio to tell us more, I have the Deputy British High Commissioner Ben Stride and Hope Shimaneni, a grade 10 learner from St. Paul's College. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Deputy High Commissioner, perhaps if we start with you, what exactly is Model United Nations and why are you supporting the program?
Thanks for having me on. It's great to be here. So the model, as you said, the Model United Nations, it's an opportunity for young learners to come together to learn about the UN, to learn about the international system through 2 days of debate, discussion, where students will take on particular roles. They will often represent different countries, and really get into the detail of how to develop those skills, develop resolutions, and hopefully develop a real understanding of the importance of things like diplomacy, things like negotiation, that sort of thing. We've been supporting the Model United Nations in Namibia for about 4 years now, I believe. And we think it's a really important opportunity to give young people in Namibia the opportunity to develop those skills, to really get an understanding of the importance of things like public speaking, and to have an opportunity to engage with their peers and have fun.
Okay. Well, Hope, seeing as you're involved in the entire thing, what is the topic that's being discussed at this year's Model UN, and why do you think that it's important?
So this year's topic is advancing gender equality and women's empowerment as a means to build sustainable societies globally. It is important due to the present gender gaps in education, political participation, and economical opportunities for women. Empowering women is not only a fundamental human right, but also vital for achieving the sustainable development goals. It is essential for everyone to have equal opportunities to foster peaceful and just societies.
Deputy High Commissioner, I mean, it sounds a silly question, I suppose, to ask with that sort of topic, but how does it relate to current global challenges, and what difference can it make to each learner locally?
Well, I think Hope's put it really well there in terms of this is a crucial topic. The challenges we face in the world today cannot be addressed without addressing gender equality and female empowerment. Mm. Some of the statistics continue to be quite stark, even though we're hitting the end of 2024. I mean, on average, about women on average across the globe earn about 16% less than men on average. There's something like 130 million girls who are denied their access to their human right to education. And unless we do address these issues, it's a fundamental part of meeting, as Hope said, those sustainable development goals. And I think that the exposure to this subject for young people in Namibia is also really positive, because it will help them to understand the situation, perhaps bring that understanding back to their home lives, to their schools, to have to develop discussion amongst themselves, because to address the challenges of the world, we need to really address this issue.
Yeah. Hope, so you've actually participated before, and we kind of buried the lead a bit because you are chairing the Model UN Conference this year. What are your expectations for your peers participating this year as delegates?
As the co-chair of this year's Model UN Conference, I've gained personal growth in doing research, public speaking, and diplomacy. Last year's focus on health crisis opened my eyes to global challenges, while this year's topic on gender equality has deepened my understanding of advocating as a young person. I believe Model UN is an amazing opportunity that every learner should embrace to enhance their global awareness and leadership skills. Lastly, I'm excited to be in the UN House, meet ministers, ambassadors, and UN representatives.
Is it a little bit intimidating, a little bit scary?
Yes, a little bit.
We can be honest there, I suppose. Yeah. Well, I mean, finally, for both of you, do you have a message there for the youth participating in the upcoming Model UN? Anything you want them to bear in mind going into it?
To all my peers participating in Model UN conference, embrace this opportunity to learn and grow. Your voice matters. Stay open-minded. Collaborate with your peers and don't hesitate to express your ideas. This experience could empower you as a future leader, so please make the most of it.
Very nice message, Deputy High Commissioner.
That's a brilliant message, I think. And I would just add, have fun and enjoy it, because it is a fantastic opportunity, and you will learn an awful lot. You'll meet a lot of interesting people, and we're very, very pleased to be part of this again this year.
Thank you both for having come in this morning.
Thank you.
Nice meeting you.